He was just like, "This is so cringy. I cannot believe you post all these videos online, and stop it or else we're gonna break up." And I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know if I could do it."
It's like a lot, I feel like, in the moment.
It's made me numb to myself.
Why not give it a chance?
Yeah.
You know, and if you do truly love it, like, what's like the worst outcome? Time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one thought at a time. And today I have a very special guest. Please welcome Simone. Thank you so much for joining me.
Good job. This is so cute.
I'm so excited.
Thank you.
I just told you before this, I like barely have in-person guests. So
Yeah.
like having someone here is
No,
like
I'm
the
so
best.
honored. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for joining. So, okay, let's just dive right into it. I mean, I know now a little bit more about you, but for everyone watching, like, how did you get? Okay, let's just start like right from the start, right?
Okay.
So, to give you a little intro, like, you do photography, videography, a lot of content creating online, and you do it full time, but take me back to like where it all started.
Okay, so I've always been into photography since I was a kid. And so my parents got me like this little digital camera that I take to school and take pictures and stuff. And then when I moved to Canada for university in 2015, my dad was like, "Do you want a camera or a car?" Like, I told you the story, remember? And I was like, "Oh my gosh, if I have a car, I can go everywhere. But then what's the point if I don't have a camera? Like, how am I supposed to capture all of that?" So I said camera, and then he did end up getting me a car later. But when I got my camera, I was just so happy because I was like, okay, this is the start. Like, I can now start my actual photography journey, because I feel like I already knew the basics and stuff, because I'd be watching YouTubes and like learning all these things. I just didn't have an actual camera to like practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I got the camera, I started doing like a lot of photography for my friends. I'd make them dress up, take photos and stuff. And then eventually, like, other people started asking me for photos, and I was like, okay, I can actually charge for this. So I started charging them, and then it started getting like really busy over the weekends because I'd have so many photo shoots and stuff. And there was this time where I would take days off my 9 to 5 to do photography, because
No
I was
way.
just like, I don't really care about my 9 to 5. I'm just gonna take days off and like do the shoot or whatever. And then my husband, my boyfriend at the time, was like, "Why don't you just quit and like actually put in work and make this like your full-time thing?" And I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know if I could do it."
It's like a lot, I feel like, in the moment,
It
especially like
is.
going from like a steady paycheck to
Yeah.
like, I think that's like the biggest part where it's like, you know, you're getting paid at the end of the week.
Yes.
Whereas like when you become self-employed, it's like, you could make a lot more and
Yeah.
you could like do a lot, and it's like, it fills your heart and it's like fulfilling, but you also don't know
Yeah,
what
and it
you're
takes
getting
so
paid
much time
or when your
to
next
build
project, or
that.
yeah, exactly, if you're going to
Yeah.
get paid for a while, because it's like you have to build up like your portfolio and like actually get people to trust to
Yeah.
like pay you for a
Yeah.
service.
So that part was really hard, but I quit in 2019,
So
and
how
then
long were you charging for like photography and stuff before you quit your job?
since 2017, so
Okay.
2017 to 2019.
2 years. Okay.
And then in 2020, COVID happened. And I think I like had so many panic attacks that year because I couldn't travel.
Yeah.
And if I can't travel, what's my content?
That's like
Yeah.
your main thing.
So, but then TikTok happened. And then on TikTok, if you like scroll all the way down to my page, like my first few videos are all like teaching photography. And I think that's when I started gaining a lot of followers, because, and like being known as
Yeah.
like someone that's good at photography and knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So yeah, I started posting on TikTok, and then when I hit 10K, I was like, okay, I don't just want to teach photography, because after a while it's like, what do I say?
Okay.
You know, I can't just keep talking about the basics and like doing photo shoots and stuff, which is fun, but then I feel like it gets repetitive. So I decided to like share my life on there and just things like that, going live and like connecting with people. And now I'm here. So yeah, it's been a long journey. It's been very hard, because some months, like, I literally will make $0. And it's so hard because I'm like, shit, should I actually go back to my 9 to 5? Should I be doing something else? Should I get a part-time job? But I think it's just like consistency and
Yeah.
staying focused.
And like looking at it like bigger picture, because it's like, okay, like, you know, we get paid this month, but like, did you get paid? You know, like, it's
Yeah.
like all of that. Like, I
Yeah.
think you have to look at the grand scheme of things. But I think, okay, like, I want to go back to how you mentioned, you know, everyone was kind of like, friends, family was asking for photos. You're like, wait, I can charge for this. Like, what kind of sparked that to be like, wait, like, I should be charging for this? And Was there like a fear there, especially like if you were offering like some of these services already to people, like transitioning to then asking them for a charge?
Yes, I don't think my friends have ever paid me. I don't think they will. And I think it's just because I'm too scared to ask them to pay me. Same with family. Like my parents will tell their family friends and be like, oh yeah, she'll take their photos. And I'm like, no, I won't. You can't just be booking my shoots like just while I'm at home, you know, on vacation, just things like that. So setting like a boundary for that was so hard. But then I realized it was just a mindset switch to be like, my customers are not my friends and family. It's the other millions of people out there that need my photos or that like my content. So it was just that, because now I'm like, I don't really care. Because sometimes, you know, even on social media, it's like, why don't your friends like your content? They don't share it. They don't comment. And then it's like, they don't have to.
That's an interesting take. So I do feel like a lot of people are like, if your friends aren't liking your post, sharing them, commenting on every single one, like they're not a true friend.
Yeah. And I feel like there is an aspect of that, but at the same time, I feel like that's such a closed mindset, because why are you focusing so much on these people, you know, when there's millions that you are supposed to target that will help you grow?
Yeah.
And it's almost always the strangers on the internet that are the most supportive.
Totally. So, and like, just, I also, like, I agree to an extent with that, because it's like, just because someone's your friend doesn't mean like your content is their, like,
yeah,
you know, they're coming
exactly
to you. First, second of all, like, your friends kind of look at it like, okay, this is your job.
Yeah.
Like, do you go to your friends like 9 to 5 and like you're looped in on like every single thing they do in their
exactly,
job? Probably
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of us don't even know what our friends
they
do for work,
yeah,
right? We just know they like work at this company or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think like in that sense, obviously it's different because like post for lives and it's like everyone can see it. But I do agree. I think like it doesn't have to be like every time like they're coming. But I know like some people are very like, unless they're always on your page like supporting,
yeah,
then they're not actually supporting.
Like when you start, it does hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
And I've had instances where I have asked my friends to share my videos. And then like I remember this one time when I asked my friend to share the video that I had posted, and he shared it on Facebook. But then, you know, on Facebook, like you can share it to just one person.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could kind of like, you can select the audience and you can select who it's visible to.
So kind of like a close friends and stuff.
Yeah. So it was only visible to me.
No.
And
how
I
did
was,
you know?
Because I checked.
Oh, you can see.
Yeah, they show you like the little person emoji thingy. And I was just like, what's the point? Like, why would you even share it? Like, if, you know.
That is, okay, that's like, that's a little shady, because it's like,
Yeah, but like at the same time, I get it, because most people, like when we first started, like you started a long time ago, people always saw it as something cringy.
They did, yeah.
Right? Whereas now it's like more acceptable.
Now it's like almost the complete opposite. Like,
yeah, like if you're not, it's like, why are you not?
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah.
But still, like, I think it plays such a game in like numbers. Like, I think your content and making content all of a sudden becomes cool once you hit like a certain amount of like clout. Like,
yeah,
it's actually insane. Or
yeah,
once you start making money off it or
yeah,
something, you know, or once like you get a viral video.
Yes.
And it's so insane because like you could be producing like amazing content day in, day out, and
yeah,
like the videos that don't get numbers on them like look cringy.
Yes.
And like, have you heard even people say that like they'll be scrolling on TikTok and they'll like a video, but then they'll see that like the video doesn't have a lot of likes
and
and
they'll
they
unlike
unlike
it?
it?
Yes.
Isn't like, but like, okay, there has to be like some sort of like, I'm obviously there is like some sort of psychology behind that, and like it's the whole like bandwagon thing of like that's how things become popular,
yeah,
because you don't even necessarily like that content or that song or whatever, but because everybody else likes it,
yeah,
you're like, oh yeah, I like it too.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that a lot, especially even with like comments and stuff. Because if like, let's say there's two negative comments, the whole comment will be filled with like negative comments. It's like a negative comment section. Whereas you could post the same video again, and if it hits like another demographic, then the comments are completely different. And I feel like
people
it's
just
so
feed
crazy.
off, yeah, they just
Yeah.
feed off like whatever else is.
It's like sheep mentality.
It is. Like it's like that. And even like think of like how many songs out there like that we like listen to or like all the time. Not even that we like discovered them or got anything. We're like, we really like this
Yeah.
song, but just because like everyone else loves it.
Yes.
And then when it is like more of an underground song, you like show it to someone and
Yeah.
they're like, oh, I hope they
Yes.
like it. Like it's just like that like awkward feeling.
Okay, something I was thinking about recently was how, so like you could see a person on the street and it's like, oh, this person's pretty, like, you know, nothing like spectacular or whatever, like things like that. But then let's say that same person is now like an actor or like a celebrity.
I
And
just
all of
saw
a
the
sudden,
news.
like it switches and people are like, this person is so hot. Like, you know, just things like that. And it's like the numbers game plays a huge role. Yeah.
I literally saw a video today that came up on my page that was like rating if these celebrities would still be attractive if like they weren't celebrities. I don't know, it was like a silly
Yeah.
video, but like same idea. And it is interesting to think about because like I think, yeah, the numbers really play into it. And I'm sure like I'm curious if you had this too, but when I started, man, like the comments even from family and friends that I'd get being like, are you still making those little videos? Are you still like, you know, doing this? But now it's like those same people are like, wow, like
Yeah.
this is so amazing. You've
Yeah.
built up this business, like you've done this and this. And it's like at the end of the day, like, yes, I've put in like obviously the work and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's just me loving beauty products and recording it on a camera. Like at
Yeah.
the end of the day, I'm still basically doing the same thing. Have I gotten better at it? Sure. Have I like found my niche more? Yeah. But like at the end of the day, I'm still just reviewing beauty products and posting it online. Yet like
Yeah.
now that people are watching it and I'm like able to like have it as a career, it's
Yeah.
like no longer embarrassing.
Yeah, I've had that too because I would post on TikTok and stuff. And even for like my travel content creation, sometimes it's really hard to explain to people that I sell photos of myself, like at places, because hotels and stuff can use that. So it's like UGC, like travel UGC content. But I've had people be like, so you just take selfies? Or like, so you sell your selfies? People buy your selfies? And I'm just like, fuck, it's not selfies. Like,
But even
I
if
don't
it
know how to
was,
explain to you.
if someone was buying your selfies, would you not take it?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Why not?
Like, if someone was willing to pay for that,
Yeah.
what is the issue?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the exact same thing with like I think it's the same with any sort of content as just people not wanting to view it as like an like actual work. And
Yeah.
I'm again like we've talked about this way different than like a 9-to-5 completely. But at the end of the day when people are like, oh, so you just like talk to a camera and like show yourself doing your you just get
Yeah.
ready in the morning and like
Yeah.
that's your work. And I'm like, it's not like just that. Like it's so hard to explain to people that are not in it. And that's why like when we met, I was like,
Yeah.
finally, like someone like
Someone
that gets it.
that understands.
But like yeah, although I've seen because I've seen a lot of your photos, like you're in, like you take all of those yourself.
Yeah, so it's either me that I take myself. So if I'm traveling alone, I'll take it with myself. I mean, I'll take it myself, with my remote shutter. And I think that was like an invest, not it's not even an investment because it's like $12 on Amazon. But it changed my life because I would set up the interval thing, run to the spot, and then come back, check, run again. And then when I found out about this, I was like, oh my God, what pe this is how people do it. So yeah, that was like it changed my game. But then if I'm traveling with my husband, because he's also a photographer,
Yeah.
he'll take my photos. So yeah.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
And how has like, yeah, I guess like your family and stuff, like how was that reaction when you did end up like quitting your 9-to-5?
I didn't tell my family when I quit because my parents are very academic people and my brother's in med school. So for me to even finish university was so hard because I'm not an academic person. I could not give a shit. So it was really hard for me to like stick to classes and follow like that routine when I knew this isn't what I wanted to do. So when I quit, I didn't tell them. I told them like maybe like 6 months later when COVID happened and they were like, oh, so what are you like, how's work going now? And I'm like,
About
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So I told them then. And they were just like, oh, like, what about money? Like, what are you gonna do about money? And I was just like, I don't know. Cause I honestly didn't know. Like, I didn't know if I had to go back to my 9-to-5. I didn't
Yeah.
know what was gonna happen. But it was just like a risk that I took. And I'm happy I took that risk, but it was really hard. I still don't think my parents completely understand because my dad will be like, oh, you should apply for this job and apply for this job. And I'm just like, no, I don't wanna do that. Like, what is so hard to understand? But it's just like, it's their generation too, you know? So yeah. But it's my friends right now are what bother me, the ones that don't get it. Cause they'll be like, so like, you just post? And I'm like, yeah. I just post. Why don't you just post? You know, like you like everything that I like, they like the perks of it, but it's like, oh, you just post, you know? So that part really bothers me, but I'm learning to deal with it, and I feel like it'll just come with time. Yeah.
Look, those type of comments are always like really annoying. Or like, since you travel a lot for work, do you have people be like, what? Like, that's, you're so lucky you just get to travel. And like, I don't get that fully, because obviously, again, there's a distinction between like grateful for the opportunity, but also like, and then they're like, wait, so like the brand just paid for that trip? And I'm like, if you went on a work trip, would you pay for your own flight accommodations? And they're like, of course not. And I'm like, so how is it any different? It's just not a conventional job. Like, I get that fully. And like, obviously, like, you know, there are like different perks to it compared to like a 9-to-5 type trip. But like, it's at the baseline, it's like the same concept. Do you get like any of that?
Kinda, but I feel like they've heard enough about influencers getting like brand trips and things like that. So I don't get a lot of those questions. But for me, it's like when I tell people, oh, you can be making money with your photos, they're just like, what, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I've been doing it for so long. But it's just like your photos, but like you're in them. Like, why would people want to buy photos like that? You know, it's just things like that. So it's like you have to shift like your mindset and your perspective and be like, this is what people do now. This is how you're gonna see content now. Like you literally find places on Instagram and on TikTok. That's literally how it works. So
Totally. Yeah,
yeah.
and just kind of like opening it up to like a different, like opening your mind up to like, you
Yeah.
know, different possibilities. Like,
Yes.
and I think that's like a lot of the difference, is like you went into this like completely authentically, like just having that passion for photography, doing the work, and then you're like, wait, maybe I could get paid for this, you know? So it's like going into it that way, I think, is so different than when people do go into it and they're like, okay, I want to like do this for a job, like, you know,
Oh
how do I, you
yeah,
know, like,
like immediately expecting like all of those things to kind of just happen. Yeah, I've definitely got that too, and I'm just like, no, guys, it's a long game.
Totally. And I think even like, even though I've been in it, I tell people that like it takes time. You have to like post consistently. You have to like have a true love for it. You can't just be like, okay, I'm just gonna put up some videos and like hopefully I can get a brand deal. Like, it's not going to work if your heart's not in it. And I think like even when I started this podcast, like it kind of was a huge reminder of that, of like, okay, you know, even though I have like all these platforms, when I started the podcast, I saw like not a lot of people like transition from like my other platforms onto the podcast. And I was like, okay, like I get that, because like it's obviously a different form of content. You're going from like a 20-second clip to like a full hour episode. Like, obviously it's not gonna be it for everyone. And like, not everyone listens to podcasts or watch podcasts, and that's fine. And it kind of brought me like back to my roots in a bit of like, okay, but why am I doing this again? And like, it's literally for conversations like this, and like reconnecting with like what I want to put out and the whole messages I want to put out. And I was like, you know what? If that's what I get out of it, and like, you know, it stays more of a smaller community, like that's fine. And I just have to like stay consistent with like weekly episodes, because that's the exact same thing that happened with my other platforms. And if I wasn't consistent for years, I wouldn't be where I was today. So like, why not give it a chance, you know? And if you do truly love it, like what's like the worst outcome, you
Yeah, and
know?
I think it's important to have these conversations too, because people need to know that it's not just the positives. Because all people see are like, oh, like you're growing your followers and you're getting all of these things for free, and people send you PR and things like that. But there's so much work that goes behind it. You're editing for hours, you're filming for hours. It takes so long. Sometimes, like, you're stuttering because you've been speaking for so long. It's like, does this word even make sense anymore? And there's just so much that goes on behind the scenes, and I just think people don't realize that.
Even just like, okay, so then I want to get into this part of things, because now that you've been doing this for a while, do you think like editing videos and photos of yourself, like, and looking at yourself consistently throughout the day has like impacted you or like your self-confidence and stuff?
I think it has definitely it's made me numb to myself. Because when I'm editing videos, I'm not looking at like how I look. I'm looking at, does this flow seamlessly? Like, is the audio, you know, like, is it making sense? Is it a quick video where people aren't just gonna be like bored and then scroll? So I'm thinking about all those things. So I feel like my face to me has just become like just a figure, you know? But I think that's also why I started following you, actually, because you're so like skin positive. And I love that. I think more people need to see that. and especially girls, because I think a lot of women are wanting to be content creators, and I think it's really important for them to see that too, that there's a space for every kind of person out here, and that it's not saturated at all. Like, you just do you, because there's only one of you. So yeah.
I completely agree with like the saturation thing. I think like there's always going to be that something that you can bring to the world, and you, like your perspective is going to be different than everyone else's. So like why not like like chime in with your two cents on like whatever topic you're passionate about. And yeah, I think like obviously we all know social media has such a huge impact on like our self-esteem and stuff, especially like the comparison game and everything like that. And I think once you do become a content creator, you're so much more exposed to like how big of an impact it does make, because now you're actually like behind the scenes of it, and you see how much like you could alter your face if you wanted to like show up on camera with a filter on, or like even lights like this like completely change things up. And then you finish recording and you take all the lights and all that down, and then you're like you look you take off the makeup, you look in the mirror, and you're like, this is who I am. But it kind of clues you in that okay, like I'm doing this whole process, but the person I just compared myself to online, they're also removing all that, taking off their makeup, staring at themselves in the mirror after. But because we don't see that part of like other people, and we only see their like perfected highlight reel, we only compare ourselves to that image we see. And it's like, that's a, and it's just interesting how, like, so like, do you think in that aspect too, like being on social media a lot more? Because like, were you on social media a lot before you started creating? Or I guess it kind of rose like with everything in COVID, but
I would post on Instagram, like my personal Instagram, and I would post, like, I post stories now, so like everybody, all of my friends, like my followers, and then I post content for them kind of. But then just seeing the influencer space really take off, I was like, oh, I should start posting for the rest of the world too. Why not? So that made that switch for me, but I was always posting content.
Okay. And like, did you find there like was there any change in like your self-esteem and like confidence and self-image when you also started posting to the public compared to like before? Has social media not affected you in that?
I think, okay, so I've always been confident in myself. So I actually had a YouTube channel that I started in 2012, and I posted on it for like a year. There's a few videos that I've archived and stuff, but I started dating this one guy, and he was just like, this is so cringy. Like, I cannot believe you post all these videos online. Like, this is so ugly. Like, I can't believe this. Take it all
What?
down and stop it, or else we're gonna break up. Oh, I also was popular on Vine. Like, one of my videos blew up and it had like millions of views. And back then, like, if a video blew up, like, all the Facebook pages would share it, because Facebook was pretty huge back then. And so I was seeing my video like all over Facebook, and I had to message each and every single page, like the actual page, and be like, please take it down, please. And then,
Because of this guy.
yeah. Like, it was horrible. And then I deleted my
So,
Vine.
oh.
I archived my videos. I didn't delete them, so they're still on my YouTube, but like, they're private.
I don't even, I feel like I was so like out of the loop with Vine. Like, was Vine just like views on the videos, or was there like followers too?
They had followers too.
Okay.
I can't even remember. I can't remember because it was my first video and it blew up.
Oh.
And then I messaged everybody to take it down. And it was a whole thing. But yeah, after that, I stopped posting till 2015, which is when I got my camera, because John, like my husband now, he's the one that like encouraged me to start posting again. And he's very like open to me doing whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, I
He's
love
like,
that.
yeah, you want to try this? Go try it. Go
Yeah,
try it. Go
yeah.
try it. And
As he
sometimes
should, though. Like, I think that's like the best. Like, that's what a friend should do, not like telling you, this is so cringy, take it all down. Like, it just shows like the huge contrast, I feel like, between like someone who's actually supporting like for you and like pushing you, towards things that you deep down want to do, but you're like, I don't know, and just giving you that like extra shove. I think that's awesome.
Sometimes I'm like, just say no. Just please say no, because if you don't, then I'm actually gonna do it. And but he's always like, no, do it and then learn. Like, if you fail, so what? Like,
That's so
continue.
funny.
I'm just like, okay. So, yeah.
How did that make you feel like in that moment when you were like messaging all those Facebook pages to remove those videos? I guess looking back now, what would you tell like someone in your position then being told like take these all down, they're cringy?
I think I would ask them to think about what they think. Because in the moment when it blew up and stuff, I was just like, this is amazing. I could do this like all the time. And let's just see where it goes. Because I was following like Zoella and all those people. And I
All
was
these
just like, I could
famous.
be them. And when you look up to someone like that, you want to be them. You know, you don't think of them as cringy. It's an inspiration. But then when he told me that it was cringy and that he was going to break up with me if I didn't take it down and stuff, I was just like, oh my God, it is cringy. Like,
You
and
like
it,
started to believe it.
yeah.
Do you feel like you reacted like more out of the fear of like, okay, like he like threatened to break up with me, so like I guess this is what I have to do?
Yeah, 100%. Because I just think I was such a different person back then, and I needed love. Like, my family life isn't really great, so yeah, like I needed someone to just be with me, and he was that person at the time. I didn't know any better, but
So like to anyone like in that situation now, what like advice would you give them?
I would say definitely think about what you feel in that moment, because your instinct is going to tell you what to do. And I think it's really important to follow that and not follow fear, because the second you give fear like that inlet into your mind, then that's it. So you can't let fear take over at all.
I love that perspective for sure. So, okay, you got back. So, especially like after having that whole situation, did you feel like you did have some fear like getting back into like content years later?
Yeah, I did, because I stopped posting on YouTube. And even now, I have this like something's holding me back from
You
YouTube.
too?
And I think it's that those
Trauma.
comments,
But
because
no, that stuff, it sticks with you. And that's the thing, like, you don't even realize how much like stuff like that affects you, but it
yeah.
does because like, even when I'm like filming and stuff, like you almost start to minimize what you're doing
Yeah.
based on just like a few people's perspective
Yes.
of like, okay, maybe I am just like pressing record, you know,
Yeah,
like maybe I am doing that,
yeah.
but it's like you can't like let those comments like define everything you are, but
Yeah.
it's just so like messed up how they do, and like you have, it's so hard to like let go of them, but you just have to like push
Yeah.
past them.
Because sometimes, like, I'll start recording. I literally stop halfway because I'm like, who's gonna listen to this? And then I just stop. And I think I just need to, like, get over that. But it's also just the platform, right? Because with TikTok, I always had support from John. Instagram, I always had support. It's just YouTube, which started off with like such a
Like bad
weird,
case already,
yeah. So it's hard for me to like get back on YouTube, but maybe someday.
I think you should get back on YouTube for sure. Yeah, and like okay, so I find it so interesting how you said that you can when you edit stuff, like you can like numb yourself out from that. And I think like your confidence and stuff radiates like in your videos for sure.
Thank you.
But do you think like because I have like an interesting perspective on this, like do you think it takes like a certain type of person to like do social media full time?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that it's easier if you're already born with like a personality where it's easier for you to do it. I feel like we're both extroverts. And so for us, it's like easier than someone that might be an introvert, and it's hard for them to like open up and put themselves out there. But at the end of the day, I'm a strong believer in the idea that everything is a skill and you can learn
Totally.
that skill and develop it. Because even us, like, we can have the personality, but like our videos might be shit, you know? But you have to like develop the skill to record good videos and like learn about different things, learn how to edit. So it's just a skill that you like build. But what do you think?
I definitely agree to some extent with that because I've met some like content creators and stuff who like are so comfortable on camera, but then in person they're so nervous to talk to people and stuff. So it's very interesting. I don't think it translates like always fully. And then I think for us, like we're kind of the same. Like I'm not saying those people are like fake in person. That's not what I'm saying. It's just like they're just more comfortable speaking freely to a camera than like a group of people, for example. Whereas they think like us, like it's kind of the same idea. Like whether it's a camera or people, like for me it's the same. I think it's just like that yapper energy. But I agree with you like on the skills and stuff and like obviously the passion. Like I think if you're feeling like you're forcing it or like, oh, like I have to edit this video or you know, like I think that's when it's like, okay, it's probably not for you if it feels like a drag, like 'cause it should feel fun.
Yes, and I think that for people who don't have a passion for it, you can tell. because like eventually it's not going to translate into anything, because then, and also like your audience can tell when you want to connect with them, when you want to talk to them, versus when you're just doing this to like sell something or things like that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then I also think, like, I do think you kind of have to be in the right mindset with like accepting like potential hate comments and stuff. Just because, like, if you don't, like, then you're gonna get like your first hate comment, like, put it all away, right? So, like, I think one thing for me that really helps with that is just realizing like these are just people like online that don't actually know me. That's like a big thing. But it, I like that's what people always ask me, like, how do you deal with the hate? Like, how do you? And it's just like, you just do. I don't know. Like, it honestly, like, I feel like I'm very like numb to it. Like you said, I think the ones that like get to me are the ones that like question my like character or my like whole value, and they kind of like boil me down to like, oh, just like an influencer, just this, because I know like who I am and like everything I do outside of content creating. But it's all then I have to think, okay, but these people don't know that. So like, how can I even judge what their judgment is, because they don't know who I am, you know?
No, that's a hard thing to deal with, because it's hard. Comments stick. And I still remember like my very first hate comment.
Okay, what was it?
It wasn't even hate. It was just like, so I posted, because I used to post photography stuff. So this girl commented and said, "Let me guess, you just used the Vivid filter on Lightroom." And I was just like, "Are you kidding me? Like, so much work went into this photo. What do you mean you just used the Vivid filter?" Ah, I hate that comment so much. But yeah, I felt the need to justify it so much. I made like two videos replying to that comment, and then I was like, "What's the point?"
Almost like trying to prove that like it wasn't that, yeah.
And then I was like, this person doesn't understand photography, like, doesn't understand how it works. They're not selling their photos. Like, so why do I even care? And then I just, like, yeah, I didn't respond to that. But it definitely, like, stings somewhere down there, because I know how much effort it takes. And for them to just, like, minimize it just to that, I'm just like, no.
But you almost like you have to make sure that you don't let yourself like believe that, because as soon as you do start believing, and they like, okay, like I guess this wasn't like as much work as I thought it was, and I, you know, I guess like anyone could do this, you know, like that's when it like it starts to kind of pollute your brain, and then you slowly start to like lose the spark you have for your art.
I think for me, it's almost like it, just in the past year, I almost think like I'm getting bitter to the point where when someone says, "Oh, you're just an influencer," I'm like, yeah, I get stuff for free and I get paid for the stuff that you have to work your ass off for and then pay for it. So yeah, I'm an influencer and I'm okay with that. Like, it's almost got to that stage where I'm just like, get away from me, don't talk to me.
You're like, instead of justifying like, no, I like I'm not just an influencer, it's like, yeah, I am. And so, you know,
So what?
kind of like what the like, oh, so you just sell your selfies, like, okay, yeah, I do sell
Yeah,
my
I do.
selfies,
Why
and
won't you?
so
Let's see if someone's gonna buy your selfie.
yeah.
Let's see that. Let's sell one photo and then come and talk to me. And then maybe I'll give you like.
It's always like that though. Like I remember when we did our first like market for 9 to 5, a lot of like great responses and everything like that. But one lady came up to us, and we obviously explained that like me and my co-founder, we both like work full time. Like he still works like a 9 to 5 engineering job. Like I work as a content creator, and she immediately was like, "So why don't you guys like just get investors and do this full time?" And I'm like, it's like moments like those where you realize that people don't really think through like, okay, like what's the process to actually get there. And they're kind of talking from a place of like, obviously they've never done anything like that themselves, because then she would know like, okay, it's not that easy to just go get investors and do it full time, you know, like obviously that's the goal, but you can't just do that. And I always find it so interesting when people give advice like that when they've never
Done that
done it, you
themselves.
know, like when people are like, oh, like you need to, you know, have better titles or do this and this with your content to like get more views, or like, why don't you know, like, why don't you have this many followers compared to this? And I'm like, okay, but you're not in, like, if it's someone, it's always the whole mindset of like only take advice from someone whose like shoes you want to be in, right? Like if some crazy huge influencer, right, was giving me like advice, then I'd be like all ears, right? But if it's like someone who like has never posted once in their life, I'm like, what? And especially when it's like advice that's coming like from a place of, well, why don't you just like do this. I guess that's like, I'm literally trying.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same with like my struggle with my skin. Like people in my comments that are just like, why don't you just take care of your skin? It's like,
I've
don't think I'm trying.
Yeah.
Like
I've seen your comments and they frustrate me. I have to like hold myself back.
Really?
Yeah. The ones that are just like, just take Accutane. And it's like,
it's not so.
You don't think she's thought about that?
First of all, and second of all, even if I like, I could be on Accutane right now. I'm not, but I could be on it right now, and I wouldn't see overnight results. It takes a couple months to be on, so I could be literally on it right now while you're commenting. Just take Accutane, and like it'd be like, yeah, I am. You know what I mean? Like, so you never know like someone's story. So it's people are so quick to like throw an opinion out there. But then, like, not actually take that one advice themselves. I was gonna ask Kate, kind of switching gears here, but I was really curious because you mentioned like you weren't like a very academic person growing up and stuff. So I feel like for myself, I always was, and I always place a lot of my self-worth in academic validation. I actually did like a full episode with my friend on this because it wasn't until second year of university that I felt like I was having an identity crisis because it was the first time in my life that I didn't get like a high 90 and I was like, I'm broken. Like if I don't have high grades, like who am I anymore? And I went through this whole thing.
Yeah.
Now I look back and I'm like, oh, that was so silly. Like why was I having all these mental breakdowns over my grades? Like, yes, I was like always academically inclined. I had a very like academic degree, all of that. But I have such a different perspective looking back now. Whereas when I was in high school, I think I was a lot more judgmental of people who didn't take like a very academic route because I'm like, and that's the thing, I think you just have to go through certain life lessons sometimes to like open up to different perspectives. And definitely like as a teenager in high school, I was very closed-minded in that and thinking like, you know, like, why don't people just have like good grades and this and this and this? And then I think, you know, just growing up, going through university and now doing a job that requires none of my educational background was kind of humbling because I'm like, damn, I put a lot of work into this for not like to not even use it. But it's definitely opened my perspective to like, there are so many other routes and you don't need to like take that route. And even just like, you know, growing up with like my younger brother who is in university now, but we took such different routes, but like he's doing what he loves, like I did what I love. So like I think I have such a different perspective now, but I'm really curious to like learn more from like your perspective and like the pressures, because I felt like there's a lot of pressures placed on me because I was academically inclined,
right?
But I'm curious, like, what pressures did you feel because you weren't, like the other kind of side of it? I'm curious
about. I think both my parents are very academic people. Mm-hmm. My mom has 5 master's degrees and my dad has a PhD in geophysics. So they're both very smart people, but my mom has always been the one that like pushes me academically and like she's the one that wanted the grades. She's the one that was heavily involved in like academics. But my dad was always the one that was encouraging me like creatively and he never put that pressure on me. So I always ask him, like, why don't you not care, but like, why don't you put that pressure on me like mom does? And he was like, yeah, because I'm exactly like you. And he's not smart, but he has a PhD. So it's like, it's not even like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like life works out, you know, whether you're Einstein or you're not, like life works out. And he'd always be like, yeah, like the people that are in your class right now that like fail subjects, that fail math and things like that, they're going to be doctors someday.
Right.
And I'd be like, no, how can they be a doctor? Because teachers would be like, you're going to be in prison. You're just going to be this, that, you know? So it's like, no, how are they going to be doctors? But then now I'm like, yeah, like there are people in my class who are, you know, stupid that are now doctors, that are scientists. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, like life does work out.
It's just finding like you're smart.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know?
Exactly. And for me, I hated history. I hated math. But then once with schools, I had this amazing math teacher and the way he taught was just so different. Nothing I've ever experienced before. And so for my A levels, I got an A plus, which was like 90s to 100. And I was just like, me for math. And that was just so crazy.
But that really just goes to show you that sometimes like it is the way it's delivered.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It makes such a big impact.
And like, even now, like in my content, I like including history and things like that because I research so much into all these places and like why each place is like this or like what happened, why is this monument here, things like that. And I would never be that kind of person.
in school.
Never. But it's just finding things that you are interested in, and then everything just happens. So, yeah.
No, it is like a very interesting perspective for sure. And I think it's what you said there, like with the system of like teacher being like, if you are a failure in school, like you're gonna go to prison. And I think that is a lot of like what the system's kind of set up, like, like get good grades, go to university, get a job. Like that is like the system. And I think obviously like I love my the job I have now and everything, but I'm grateful for the path that it took, like I took down this way to realize that like, am I still happy I did my degrees and stuff? Totally. But I think it really opened my eyes to like this other side where I was like, you know what, like you actually don't need to always go that route. Obviously, like if I did want to end up working like as a professional engineer, I mean my engineering degree. Like there's certain things that you can't do without like the traditional education. But I think again, taking it back to what we talked about in the very beginning, just like when it comes to just opening the mindset just slightly to like, hey, what are all the possibilities? And not just being so like narrow-minded, like, hey, this is like the one stream I can take. And if I'm not good in like school, then I'm like fucked. Like that's not necessarily it. And I think, yeah, just having like a bit of that open mindset. And then I mean you see all like the success stories of like, all these super successful people like dropping out of school. Like, and but then you see like the complete opposite too. And I think that just goes to show that I think just the way a lot of these like education systems are set up, it's like if you're not good in like this one way that it's positioned, like you're a failure across all like across the board. And I think do you think that impacted you like as a kid growing up? Like
Definitely. I did not think I was gonna make anything of my life,
right.
which is why when I started posting content and like that video blew up, I was like, oh my gosh, I could be like Zoella, and that was like my first glimmer of hope. And then I had to beg everybody to take it down. And I was just like, oh my goodness, like this is gonna be my life.
Like, did you grow up kind of identifying yourself as like, oh, I'm stupid because like I don't get high grades?
I still think that.
Okay.
I still think I'm stupid. I still think, and like I said, like with friends just being like, oh, like, so you don't work, or like, you don't make any money, or like, just like the
All the
normal,
comments, yeah.
all the comments that you see. It's just like, oh, so you just drive to places and you make a video. And it's hard to explain because that video might not get me paid, but like, I could get a partnership that involves travel, and like that could be a really huge contract. So it's really hard to explain to people that no, not every video is a paid video.
Yeah.
Like I do this because I'm passionate about it.
Yeah.
So it definitely does take a toll. I still think I'm stupid. I still think I'm useless. I'm working on it. But when I'm in front of the camera and I'm talking, like my confidence is there. Like I all of a sudden, when you put a camera in front of me, I'm just like, this is my purpose. I love what I do. And I love taking photos and I love making videos. So like that's just what I'm gonna continue doing because I don't know what to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do anything else with that much passion.
Yeah, and I think that's like the most important part. And I really appreciate your openness and like I think saying statements like that where it's like I still think this about myself, but I'm working on it is so powerful because I think a lot of people, especially in like these types of environments, like social media, podcasting and stuff, people come on and they're like, I'm like 100% confident. I never have a bad day. This is how you can do this and that. And it's like the reality of it is like even though, you said like I'm a confident person, there's still things that every single one of us like work on daily and like we're not perfect. And I think again with social media, what can kind of be like that double-edged sword with like a lot of the positivity content is like in the, the intent is like to make people feel better. But what it can do sometimes is like almost overdo it where it's like, well, this person will never have a bad day in their life. Like, how can I get advice from them? Right. Like, and that's like, I think it's very important to have those conversations of like, I'm a confident person, but these are some of the things that I still struggle with. And this is what I'm doing to work on. So I really appreciate like your openness on that. And then second, I think you like hit the, what's the expression?
The
Nail.
nail in
I always joke around that like when people tell me like, oh, you don't know this expression and stuff, I'm like, I grew up like in an immigrant household. Do you think my parents were using these expressions growing up?
Oh my gosh, that literally happened to me yesterday. Because I was trying to explain to my husband like this one phrase that we have
Yeah.
in Hindi, and he was just like, no one says that. And I was like, literally everybody in that side of the world says it. You guys don't. And I get
Wait, Kate, you want to know something? This is so like embarrassing, but for the longest time, okay, so my boyfriend would always say the phrase hindsight is 2020. Okay. All the time. And I was just like, okay, like he's always saying that, always saying that. And one day I'm like, why do you always say that? And he's like, well, like, what do you mean? And I literally, okay, when I say it now, like when I verbalize it now, I'm like, that was really stupid. But again, like my justification is like, I didn't grow up having my parents say these like English phrases, you
Yeah.
know, like they didn't say like English common phrases, they said Romanian common phrases,
Yeah.
right? And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, it's not 2020 anymore. And he's like, what? Because I thought what the phrase meant was like, we're like in the like 2020s, like we're already
Okay.
like, you know, we should know this by now type thing.
Okay.
Where he's like, no, it means like anything behind, like in the past, you have 2020 vision for. And I'm like,
What?
yeah.
Wait, what?
Wait, okay, you know the
Yeah.
expression though,
Yeah,
or
I
no?
know the expression. I just didn't know
The
this
meaning?
part.
Okay, so see, I'm not the only one. So, like, okay, basically, if you look at something in the past and recognize your mistakes from it, right?
Okay.
The mistakes are very obvious because any, like, hindsight, you have 20/20 vision on it, which makes perfect sense. But for me,
Oh.
I always just was like, hindsight's 20/20. I thought, like, oh, we're in like the 2020s, like, year wise, like, this should already be like
Oh
something we
my, see,
know.
I never even questioned it. Like, to me, that's just a phrase I don't care about. So, like, I'll use it, but I didn't.
Know the meaning
Yeah.
behind it. Oh my God, stuff like that always trips me up because like, and he's like, how did you know that? And I'm like, again, like I didn't grow up hearing these phrases, like,
Yeah.
you know, so like I don't know. Oh, so I was like, what the hell? But yeah, that was just a like a funny thing that reminded me of that
I
because
thought, have you heard the phrase Bob's your uncle? Like, people will just like,
I have,
whatever,
yeah.
whatever, Bob's your uncle, you know?
I
So
actually don't really know what that means
when
though.
I first heard that, okay, I still don't know what it means,
Okay.
but to me in my head, what it means is like, it's just something
Obvious.
obvious.
I think that is what it means, right?
Okay, because, okay, yeah.
I think that's what we're
Never
going
mind,
with,
I don't
but
even know,
I
dude.
think the I think I don't know exactly either, but I think if I were to guess,
Okay.
like if this was a multiple choice exam, I would probably put
You need to comment and let us know what this damn phrase
actually
means.
people are gonna be listening to this and being like, these girls, like these are so like common phrases. And that's the funny thing, it's like when you use them yourself
Yeah.
and you like, I was talking to a friend the other day and she's this one actually killed me. Because you know when people say, we'll play it by ear?
Yeah.
Okay, so for the longest time, she always thought it was we'll play it by year. And she
Oh.
would always say that. Like, you
Okay.
know, if people would be like, oh, we should like do this plan. She's like, yeah, we'll play it by year. And then someone like asked her, they're like, did you say year or ear? And she's like, year, like we'll play it by year. And they're like, no, it's like ear. And
Year.
she was like, what? Like, I think it's just like those, yeah, things where you realize like
Yeah.
everyone just has their own little definition of
Yeah.
it. It's funny. I think like that's one thing where the internet humbled you is when they're like, did you just say that or pronounce that? Or like,
Yeah.
and I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly, like it's fine. But yeah.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts?
No, but I guess just believe in yourself, stay confident, and don't let anybody else bring you down that's not already doing this. Even if they are doing this, don't let them bring you down.
No, I think that, okay, yeah, like if someone's in the industry and is like putting you down,
Yeah.
okay, that is one thing, okay, that's one thing that I always say, like I don't like meeting people that have like let's say more followers than me or something and like talk down to people with less because it's like you were once there
There,
too,
yeah,
you
you were
know? So it's
there.
like why? Instead, like I think like why not like uplift, and I think it's like it comes from a place of like fear of like saturation and like competitiveness and
Yeah.
stuff, but
I also, and this might be like a hot take, but you know how there's like pretty privilege? And so people that have pretty privilege and that have blown up on social media because of their pretty privilege, I do not take advice from them. Like, to me, it's like it means more when it comes from people like me, like an immigrant, someone that's not like what the world would consider like conventionally pretty or like beautiful or whatever, and someone that does not have that embraces who they are. I think that means way more to me personally than someone that blew up because they're pretty, you know? Because like it takes effort. It takes, and I'm not saying that they didn't have to struggle for it. It's just, I think it's easier for some people versus others. And I think most people fall in the others bucket and they need to know that it is a struggle too.
Yeah, that's an interesting, like, saying, like, most people fall. I don't know when the conversation came up, but someone was like, it was like a group conversation. Someone was like, you know, like, oh, like your how like your content's become like really popular, like, you know, the fact that like you show like unfiltered skin and like your acne journey and stuff. And my boyfriend was like, well, when you think about it, like a lot more people like struggle with things and like, you know, aren't like conventionally like the beauty standard, and that's why there's such a like high attraction to that. But then on the other end too, the opposite happens when lots of people do follow like that conventional beauty standard because they're almost like chasing that. But then that kind of starts to take a toll. So it's like so it's so interesting kind of looking into like the psychology of things. But I also think if you're like there's something you're passionate about, one, follow the people online and in real life that like also share that passion. Like you said, like if there's certain creators that don't do it for you compared to others, like you don't have to like always be keeping up with their content. Like that's fine, you know? And even like you have like, you know, your friends in life that some of them might not get it, but like find other people that do, you know, like just how like we connected and stuff. Like, and I mentioned to you, there's a lot of this stuff that I don't feel like I can talk to a lot of my friends because they just don't get it. And that's fine. Like, I don't expect them to get it because they're not. And I probably wouldn't fully get it if I wasn't doing this as a job either. But it's like find the people that are in your space that you can connect with and relate to and get inspiration from. Or like, you know, if you're nervous to like, you know, pick up camera, record photos, film, edit, whatever it is, like finding someone who also shares that passion, just being like, hey, like today we're going and like recording this, or we're, you know, like having that support, or finding someone in your life that does give you that support, like how you said, like your husband's always just like, yeah, go do that, you know, and just giving you that extra boost, I think it's important. It's all, honestly, like all it takes is like one person to kind of drag you down. And you just have to have like enough within you. I think that's like primary, and then like other people that like can uplift on the other end.
Can we end this with a funny story?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this guy on TikTok who would leave a hate message on every single one of my videos,
I've had
like
this before.
never miss a single video.
Like
And
by the
then
like I had a lady do this with me, not to cut you off, but it was like I would post. And it was like the video would be up for like 15, 20 minutes, and she had already commented like three paragraphs. I'm like,
That's fan
clearly you
behavior.
have my notifications on because how I know I post a shit ton. So how are you like constantly getting everything, you know? But sorry, continue.
But no, that's fan. She's a fan. She's a secret fan. That's basically what it
Yeah, I was like, this is fan behavior.
Yeah. So, this guy would leave consistently on every single video. He's there. And I just didn't understand like the hate or like why are you saying all these things? And it was like racist and just attacking like how I look and things like that. But then he didn't comment for like a week, and I think maybe he was on vacation or something, but he didn't comment for a
Taking a
week.
vacation without commenting.
Yeah. And I kind of missed him. I was just like, where is this guy? Like, where the heck is this dude? And he was in my live yesterday because I went live and he was there, and he started off with saying like what he usually says. And I was just like, dude, how are you? Like, I actually missed you because you didn't respond. I mean, you didn't comment for like a week. And I thought like something happened. Like maybe you were like in the hospital or something, but I'm so
You
glad
got
you're
me
okay.
worried.
Yeah, I know, I was. And I was like, I'm so happy you're alive and you're well. Can't wait to see more of your comments on my videos. And then he was just like, hey, just so you know, like I don't actually hate you. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, but and I was like, it's not a misunderstanding. You
You
purposely
made
did
it
that.
very
Like,
clear.
yeah, but it's
There was no
okay.
misinterpretation.
And I was like, it's okay. Like, we're friends now, online friends, but yeah.
I think the biggest takeaway from that is like one, crazy again, fan behavior. Second, the second people are called out for it, and not even called out because you didn't even like really call them out. You were just like, miss ya, you know, like you couldn't have said it in a nicer way to a hater. But I think especially when you again, like the whole phrase of like kill them with kindness, I think especially when you do that, people are so quick to turn around and be like, no, like
I didn't actually mean to use
I
that.
actually love you so much, like this, like all the time, the amount of times I don't reply to a lot of hate comments, but when I do, and it's when it's something that like I think I mostly reply in the case that I don't want my audience to see this type of comment and think differently about themselves. Like if someone says something really negative, like being like, you know, you're unlovable and skin like that. I'm going to respond to it, not because like I think that, because I've gotten over that, you know, like I know that's not true, but I don't want some 13 year old girl that follows me reading that and being like, fuck, I guess I am unlovable, you know, like, so I'll respond to it. And I say things like, you know, just so you know, like this comment didn't affect me, but you should really be careful about leaving stuff like this because it can really impact people, you know, like really, again, think before you keep speaking. And all the time they're like, I'm so sorry, like, you know, I didn't mean to like offend anyone, blah blah blah. That's what I actually came, this is my last day, so I got a comment the other day, you're gonna die at this. I got a comment from someone, they were like, oh my gosh, like you're so much prettier now that like your skin's clearer. And I literally saw the comment, I just bursted out laughing because I'm like, this is just funny that someone would say it like that, you know? And then someone commented back and they're like, that was rude. And then they literally doubled down and they're like, no, 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 like I didn't, like all I meant to say is like she was pretty before, but now she's a lot prettier that her skin's clearer. And they're like, dude, what the hell? Like, you can't say that. And, okay, wait, let me find that. Because the exact thread, when you read it out, is actually insane. Because it's just, like, they keep, like, digging into it. Like, they don't, like, stop.
Yeah.
And I think it's just so funny the way it was written. Because I'm like, wait, let me find it. Because it was actually so, so funny. You look so much prettier now that your skin is clearing up. Thanks for always being inspiring. And then someone responds saying she looks beautiful with or without clear skin. Someone else said this is rude, holy. And they said, I see how it can be backhanded, but I swear to God, I meant she's gotten prettier and I can relate because of my acne and I've been feeling more pretty after getting rid of some of it. Like I fully get where they're coming from. It's just funny how it's like written.
Yeah.
And then someone said, well, you're saying she looks better than before, which is implying she looked bad. You might have good intentions, but it can be taken the very wrong way. And they're like, how? No, I meant she's pretty, but now she's more pretty.
No.
With acne, she was pretty overall.
You just have to stop.
I had terrible acne and I felt prettier after I got rid of it and all the scarring. And then someone just ended up with this is so backhanded. But the way it just like kept going. And it wasn't like, no, that's not what I meant. It's like, no, this is exactly what I meant. But honestly, like, I just, no offense taken, I just died laughing because I'm like, this is so funny. Well, so thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Where can everyone find you? Of course, I'll have all your socials linked down below.
On Instagram and TikTok, it's the same handle, similar in camera. And it's the same on YouTube too, but don't follow me on there yet. And yeah, follow Lavinia, and I wish you so much success.
Oh my gosh, you too.
With everything.
Thank you.
You're such a sweet soul. Thank you so much for having me. This was an honor.
I literally am so, I always think in life you like meet certain people for a reason. I'm so happy we ran into each other in person after following each other online. And like now we're sitting here. I love this so much. Well, that is it, everyone, for this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. You can check out new episodes every single Sunday morning at 7 a.m. MST. We post on YouTube for the video version, Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms for the audio. Make sure to follow along and subscribe to the podcast. It would mean a lot. And remember, tell yourself something you love about your skin today. You'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye.